page 575. They understood well the power of art as propaganda and the value of visual imagery for cultivating a public persona, and they spared no pains to raise great symbols and monuments to the king's absolute power. Louis and Colbert sought to regularize taste and establish the classical style as the preferred French manner. The founding of the Royal Academy of Painting and Sculpture in 1648 served to advance this goal. Louis XIV maintained a workshop of artists, each with a specialization: faces, fabric, architecture, landscapes, armor, or fur. Thus, many of the king's portraits were a group effort, but the finest is the work of one artist. The portrait of Louis XIV, figure 2030, by Hyacinthe Rigaud, R-I-G-A-U-D, 1659 to 1743, successfully conveys the image of an absolute monarch. The king, aged 63 when Rigaud painted this work, looks out at the viewer with directness. He stands with his left hand on his hip, and with his elegant ermine-lined fleur-de-lis coronation robes, compare figure 23, thrown over...